Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A traffic stop conducted by Utah State Police led to the search of a Humboldt County residence, the confiscation of $500,000 in cash, and the arrest of a Humboldt County resident. Utah officers pulled over a pickup driven by 61-year-old Larry Treadway and brought in a drug dog to assist in the search. The dog alerted on a spare fuel tank, and after searching, officers found $500,000 in cash. That led to coordination with the Sheriff's Office and the County Drug Task Force, a search on residents on Island Mountain in southern eastern Humboldt County. Officers found several greenhouses and confiscated more than 1,000 plants, more than 200 pounds of processed weed, and another 46 pounds packaged for sale. They also found an additional $10,000 in cash. The Sheriff's Office has contacted the Drug Enforcement Administration. It's seeking to press charges locally. Treadway also faces several felony charges in Utah. The Eureka Police Department received some money as well. Here's reporter Dan Squire with the story.
In Eureka, the Eureka Police Department has received a $32,000 grant from the State Alcohol Control Board to continue its shoulder tap and minor decoy operations. EPD regularly runs sting operations to target businesses who sell alcohol to minors, as well as adults who are willing to purchase alcohol for minors.
Thanks, Dan. First District Supervisor Rex Bone, recently sworn in to finish out the remainder of Jimmy Smith's term before he begins his four-year job on the Board of Supervisors, was on Talk Shop, and he spoke about being the new kid in class and what the process is like when introducing yourself to a group of constituents.
Oh, that's the best part of the job. I mean, getting to go out and see what's going on and addressing those situations. I've been to Petrolia three times in the last 2 months. I've been to Bear River. There's a lot of things. I look forward to that. I mean, there's a lot of issues, road issues. I mean, they're going out to Petrolia, Bear River, everywhere. And, you know, with my wife being from Ferndale, I love the Ferndale Valley, so that's an easy one. We like to go down there. And obviously, me being, you know, in the middle of Cutting, I'm there quite a bit. I've been to Fields Landing the last 3 days. I've been there, so, I mean...
Bone went on to explain that not only is he a new supervisor, but many of his rural constituents have been moved into the 1st District following changes during redistricting.
I was just down in Red Crest last weekend because now I've picked up, and I was at Scotia this week visiting with some people down there. So, and that's new. That's, you know, so I'm actually a new supervisor completely to them because Scotia, Red Crest, Holmes, Stafford, along those areas, up Monument are now in the 1st District. So it's that part's been pretty good in getting out and meeting those people.
We'll have more KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata. Of course.
It's road construction news, as traffic signals at Boone and S Streets will be turned off Monday from 8 a.m. through 4 p.m. in Eureka. City workers will be working at this intersection, modifying a traffic signal cabinet, so stop signs and barricades will be placed, requiring motorists to stop on all approaches of the intersection. Please use caution as you go through the work area. Caltrans announced that an emergency slide repair project on Route 169 in Humboldt County, it's 10 miles downriver from the Martins Ferry Bridge, will again require nighttime road closures beginning the evening of Thursday, August 23rd, and continuing on through Friday, October 5th. Nighttime road closures will be from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., Sunday evening through Friday morning. Daytime one-way control traffic will continue. Investigation continues in Samoa, where the Sheriff's Office is investigating a suspected armed robbery that took place Monday on the North Jetty. The victim told deputies that an unidentified man approached his car, threatening him with a knife, and displayed a handgun before stealing money and a cell phone and slashing one of the tires on the victim's car. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.